What we've done is we've looked back over the requests we've had over the last year, and we've pulled out some of the more unusual ones, really to illustrate the fact that there are lots of things that we can do for British people in trouble, but there are certain things that we can't do. So, for example, if you've got ants in your villa, then we're not the right people to call. Equally, if you want to find out what the local rules are for having chickens in your back garden, then the consulate is not the place to come. But if you're in trouble, if you've been hospitalised or you're a victim of an assault, then we are the right people to come and help you.
Okay, so this is people kind of. I mean, it's we're taking kind of a funny look at this because they're very weird and wonderful requests. But I mean, these are people kind of wasting consulate time, if you like, aren't they?
Well, that's the serious side of it. We get lots and lots and lots of general inquiries that come through, many of which are not really for our staff to help people with. And we get something like 1.4 million of these general inquiries a year, and they do take up quite significant amounts of time of staff who could be better employed helping people who need our help.
And that's the kind of serious side of it. If we can go back, I know we mentioned some of the examples, but I've got some in front of me here, but I wonder if you would take us through some of them. People calling about Prince Charles's shoe size and stuff like that. It's very odd stuff, isn't it?
It is. That's yes, and wanting to know Phil Collins's telephone number is another one that we're unlikely to be able to help with. And I think the best one of all is the chap who lost his dominatrix, who left him stranded at the airport, and he called to ask for our help in finding her.